At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fightful Prediction Show for Bash in Berlin, taking place this Saturday in Berlin, Germany. This is our prediction show. Now, normally, you would see Stephanie Chase here, but she is traveling, so you get me. So to the people that are out there that are disappointed, I am sorry, but we will have fun. We will keep you here for about 30 to 40 minutes, I'm guessing. But we want to say thank you for tuning in. My guest today is Andrew Bedalla, joining us. Two Minnesota guys. Well, he's not from Minnesota, but
yeah, I'm a transplant, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm a transplant as well. So we're taking over. We can't get WrestleMania, so we might as well just do this.
Right? We're never getting WrestleMania.
Yeah. But on a 1 to 10, let's go 1 to 5 scale. What are you looking at, Bash in Berlin? What are you giving it right now for excitement level?
I mean, WWE doesn't ever disappoint with PLEs. Their new formula is solid. You know, they get 5 to 6 matches kind of in and out. I would say I'm at like an 8 or a 9. I just think that there's a lot with Gunther and Orton when I didn't think there would be. Then I'm interested in the Owens and Cody Rhodes match as well. And the Strat match. So,
yeah, the buildup was kind of, when it started, I was just like, okay, they're going with Randy Orton. At least they made it make sense. That was the one thing that I always want them to do when it comes to title matches. Make it make sense. They did that. The Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, to an extent, I like how they did tie it in for Kevin Owens. Like, you want to have a title shot. I didn't like the fact that he didn't think he deserved one. I mean, the one thing is, you always want to go after the title, even if you lose. I get how his character is, and I think what they're doing, and this is just my guess, and I've seen this online, I think they're going to eventually get that prize fighter back, and that's what I'm wanting. Do you see that happening with this?
Yeah, I would agree with you. When I first saw the whole, like, I don't deserve it, I was kind of like, wait a second, what? Like, why would you say that? But obviously, weekly episodic television, so they build towards it. I think they've done a good job. They've hit all the notes they need to hit. And they've, you know, gone where they needed to go. So for me, yeah, I think that Kevin Owens probably turns at the end of this match, whether it's the main event, I don't think it should be, but wherever it falls on the card, I could open. I could see Kevin 100% obviously losing this match and then snapping, you know, Cody going to raise his hand and, you know, saying, hey, man, you did a good job. Typical babyface stuff. And Kevin then lays him out, because realistically, Cody needs a feud he could sink his teeth into. And I think him and Kevin can go all the way through November. So,
yes, I would agree with that 100%. So there's a few other matches. Obviously, WWE's been going this route with 5 matches on the card. I don't necessarily, I wish there was a little bit more, but you know what? It's they're at least giving them time to have matches. Sean asked if we're going to do any No Mercy predictions. We weren't planning on it.
My kid loves Joe Hendry, so maybe.
Yeah, I guess we can do the Joe Hendry versus Ethan Page match. We'll just go ahead and do that one. Let's go ahead and just do that. Let's get that out of the way. Do you think Joe Hendry wins?
Yeah. I think it's smart marketability, the crossover stuff. I think Ethan Page came in with, you know, some momentum, took the title off Trick. I can 100% see in Joe Hendry win. He's pretty much been a focal point and almost a mainstay on NXT, whether it's concerts or tag matches or even appearances. So I think Joe Hendry wins. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting match, because I would have never guessed, if you would have told me this a year ago, that a TNA star would be going against an NXT star on a PLE, I would have said, yeah, okay, you're nuts, man. That's not going to happen. The fact that it is happening is just, it's crazy, but it's awesome too. So it's just one of those things. And I mean, that's the thing, this weekend tomorrow night, you have TNA Wrestling's Emergence taking place. And, I'm very curious to see what they do. I mean,
they sold out. So congratulations to them on that. I mean, that's big. You know, everyone complains about WWE they're not giving anything to TNA and everything else. They're giving them exposure.
They're giving them stars too, or yeah. They're letting them use people. So I think it's going to get better for TNA. I really do. And I think we will eventually see a PLE with both companies. I think it's headed that way. I think it'll take a little bit longer than we anticipate. And I would actually like to see a War Games match or something to that effect. Maybe a 5-on-5 match. Let's just get something out there. I think that would be great. But
depends on if Triple H is a long gamer like Dwayne, right? So, I mean, you know, if Triple H wants to hold this off till WrestleMania and you have the, you know, Worlds Collide, but I could see it at Survivor Series, you know, the NXT PLE right before Survivor Series or after Survivor Series. I could dig that. It's a good call. Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and go into the matches for Bash in Berlin. If you have a question, guys, send in a super chat. It'll get your question or statement read on the air. And let's go ahead and get started with the Women's Tag Team Championship match. You have Alba Fire and Isla Dawn, Unholy Union, taking on the tag team of Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair. Do we see Bianca and Jade getting their second reign as tag team champions?
No. I'm going to go with no. I'm going to say that Jade and Bianca, this is starting to form the cracks in the foundation. I would say this match does that. I think Bianca is probably going to have a heel run. I think it's necessary at this point. Bianca is decorated and has done so much, and she's a complete superstar, but I would love to see her go heel. And I don't think you do that with Jade right now. I think a singles program is in their future. And I think the women's tag team titles retain.
You know, I thought this was headed that way, like after SummerSlam. Now I'm kind of just wondering if this is just going to continue on. I think they are going to win the titles. I really do. I think they're going to get the titles back, and I see this tag team going on a little bit longer. And I think their feud will start around, I can see it starting around Royal Rumble, actually. Like, one of them tosses the other one over, and that starts it. That way you can give them a match at WrestleMania against each other, because I have a feeling that Tiffany Stratton is going to win one of the titles at Mania. And I don't know necessarily if they want to have like two big like main event matches, because I just don't see Bianca or Jade winning that title that quick or that soon. I mean, Bianca, you could always put her in a title picture. Obviously, she's that good. I just don't know. I mean, I'd be completely okay with it, but I just think the best case scenario is let them two have a singles match at WrestleMania. I think it'll sell
as far as
like popularity goes.
I agree with you. I would love to see Jade and Bianca at WrestleMania. I think it's a money match. I think they could absolutely do that. I don't think the turn happens necessarily here at Bash, but I could say that I think the cracks start. I like the Royal Rumble idea. And I'm with you. I think Tiffany and Charlotte meet at WrestleMania in Vegas. I think Charlotte's probably on her way back. I know she's probably ready. And I think she's the one that takes the championship off of Nia Jax whenever that happens. So I could absolutely see Bianca and Jade in a singles match at Mania.
So I'm intrigued by this match. Unholy Union, they've been a great tag team. They still are a good tag team. So it'll be interesting to see if they can outlast Bianca and Jade Cargill, you know, so it's going to be a good one. Let's move on to our next match. It's a strap match. These two have been technically feuding since the beginning of the year. And if you look at it, since Drew McIntyre's been mad at him, then November. So, but CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre in a strap match. The friendship bracelet extravaganza, as I like to call it. Now, strap matches have never, like recently, this is the first WWE one I can remember in quite a while. I mean, they did one not 5 or 6 years ago, maybe not even that long ago, and I can't even remember who was in it, but, and maybe I'm missing, like, NXT, I can't recall, but I'm not really a big fan of the stipulation, like, now, more recently, in WWE style. Now, I just think it's kind of weird for them to have to touch the top or the turnbuckle.
I find it's the traditional way, Rob. I mean, I hear you with the red and green lights and stuff like that, the old hockey lights. It's a traditional way, you know. CM Punk's a traditionalist, so I see why they're doing this. And I believe WWE did one, I don't remember exactly when, the traditional way. I want to say it was like a couple of years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, if they just kind of did the strap match where they beat the holy hell out of each other with a strap attached to their wrist, CM Punk wants to do something different. I'm sure creative was fine with it. Obviously, that's why the match is made. So I don't hate it.
Yeah.
And you want to know what? I'm glad that Punk said on Raw that they're not feuding over a bracelet. Like, I'm happy that he kind of clarified that, because a lot of people online were just dogging on it. But Punk and McIntyre, I'm here for this entire feud. They've got a lot of heat with it. And I think this bleeds over into Hell in a Cell, where they actually meet in a Hell in a Cell, bad blood. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
I agree with you 100%. I think that's the end of it too for them. I think Hell in a Cell is like the final one, like, for them too. That's the way I think they should go. We'll see if that's the case. Who do you got winning?
Well, since they're going to have another match, I believe, at Bad Blood in a Hell in a Cell that ends that feud, I'm happy Triple H is using Hell in a Cells now. I believe that's what's going to happen at Bad Blood to, you know, kind of close the book on feuds instead of just having a random match like we saw, where it's a gimmick pay-per-view and Vince just threw them, you know, this person and that person, had a little bit of feud in a Hell in a Cell and they continued their story. I'm happy this might be the closing chapter to that Punk and McIntyre and other feuds. I'm going to go with Drew. And I think Punk beats him in Hell in a Cell at Bad Blood. So I'll go with Drew at Bash in Berlin.
Okay. I'm going to go with CM Punk. I think CM Punk gets the win. And I think Drew, I'm not saying he's going to go Bronson Reed on the bit, but I think he's going to lose his cool, like, some more. And Punk will have enough and say, look, Hell in a Cell, I will fight you at Hell in a Cell, and then that's it. They'll have a stipulation where, kind of like the old Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa thing, where we have to avoid each other. So,
I don't hate it. I think if we're gonna head to Hell in a Cell, I think Punk needs to be the one to kind of, even though he asked for the strap match, I think if Drew wins, he could kind of be like, hey, I'm done with you here, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how they're going to write it, but Punk's like, you're not done with me. Like, you know, and there could be some outside interference. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason why they go to Hell in a Cell. We'll have to wait and see. I don't know what this could be, but I will say that I do believe that CM Punk and Drew McIntyre aren't done with each other just yet. And I think Hell in a Cell is where they end it, at Bad Blood. So we'll have to wait and see.
Now, guys, I don't know if you know this, but you can actually, if you think we're wrong, you can go to Bet Online and bet on these matches. CM Punk right now on Bet Online is -500 favorite, believe it or not. So if you think that's right on, or you think that's opposite, you can go there, take a bet, make a bet, win some money. It's completely your call. But there's all kinds of things that you can do on Bet Online. They have it right now where you can, who do you think's going to induct John Cena into the Hall of Fame? Who do you think John Cena is going to face at WrestleMania? But there's all kinds of things going on Bet Online, and Here's Sean Ross Sapp to tell you more.
Whoa! You can bet on wrestling?
Yeah, you can at BetOnline.ag. We've given you a bunch of underdog picks over at Fightful since we started to work with BetOnline.ag, but well before they were a partner, that's where we got our odds from for years. Whether it be major shows or your continental classics and other things like that, they always have a bunch of interesting odds for you over at BetOnline.ag. But it's not just that. Payouts in minutes, high credit card acceptance, a safe and secure environment, and they've been trusted for over 25 years. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payouts, and the ability to bet on wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know so much about this, go put your money down. Go do it. Show the world. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can. BetOnline.ag.
There you go. BetOnline.ag. So wrestling, football, football.
Bet responsibly,
up.
People. Yes, that's, responsibly. Don't bet on wrestling and then have to foreclose or, you know, bet your mortgage. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. All right. So we go to our third match here. Man, it's already moving along. So we go on to our third match, and that is the mixed tag team match of Dominic Mysterio and Liv Morgan taking on Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest. Whew. We know we will likely see Judgment Day get involved, like the other members of Judgment Day get involved. We know that's coming. But I still think Rhea and Damian will get it done. I really do. So I think they're going this route. Because I think it's the right thing to do. They've been showing Liv and Dom and Judgment Day getting away so much recently, like getting the upper hand. I think it's time they let Damian and Rhea do it, get the upper hand at a show, have them get the victory in front of the Birdland crowd, and then you can just kind of go back and forth and let them do their thing and because I think this feud's going to go on for quite a while. I really do. So it'll be very interesting to see. But I think the way for them to go for now is let Damian and Rhea get the victory, and just cause more headaches for them in the future, because they'll get the win here. But I think down the road they'll continue to get their butts kicked on Raw or wherever they end up. Is the way I see it. But I see a victory for them right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go the opposite here. I'm going to go with Dom and Liv. I think, again, this is another match that will bleed into Bad Blood and a Hell in a Cell. I think that Rhea and Liv fight for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship in a Hell in a Cell at Bad Blood. I believe Judgment Day, to your point, gets involved here, and they cost this match for Priest and Rhea, and that's why I believe that we'll see the Women's World Heavyweight Championship be defended in a Hell in a Cell where nobody can interfere between Liv and Rhea. This PLE has a lot to bleed into, no pun intended, into Bad Blood. I really do believe that's the purpose of this pay-per-view, minus the Gunther and Randy stuff, which we'll get to. But this has been the most viewed, this has been the most talked about stuff all over social media and YouTube and every other algorithm out there and social media metric is the Liv and Dom and Rhea and Priest stuff. Judgment Day stuff, the numbers are out of control. So they're going to keep this going. And if, you know, Priest and Rhea win this match, I mean, I don't know what Liv could do after that. So I'm going to go with Liv and Dom. And I think, again, Hell in a Cell, Bad Blood.
Oh man, that's good stuff. It's, I do like your reasoning there. It does make sense. But I'm just going that route because I think that's the way they can go. And
what are the odds? Do you know something? What are the odds?
Oh, the odds? Let's see here. Damian and Rhea are
favorites. Favored
300, minus 300.
Well, odds shift. Yes, but we're not telling you who to. Don't listen to any of us on here. Bet with who you think. But I'm just saying, I think for me, storyline-wise, I want Rhea to continue to chase. She ends up winning at Bad Blood, but I think to prolong this feud and to get Rhea even more angrier at the whole situation, they got to take an L. So we'll see.
Yeah, I get it. I do. And I still think there's a lot to the stuff that we've seen with Finn and Liv. I'm very interested in that.
Yes.
There's a lot to it.
Do you think Priest and Finn go into a solos program with each other?
I hope so, because they need to.
I mean, yeah, I could see that
too. If you look at it, Finn absolutely cost him that title, I think. I mean, we knew I have a feeling we all knew Gunther was going in winning that match, but the way he could sell it was the fact that Damian Priest got screwed over, and they protected Damian Priest in that by that way. So I thought the match at SummerSlam was really well done.
That's a good point, Rob. The protection of Priest was 100% given and done at SummerSlam. And the other thing that a lot of people didn't take into the equation is that Gunther rolled into Brussels, Germany, and will roll into Berlin as the World Heavyweight Champion while they're doing a tour right now. So it's very, very important for that business model that WWE got the World Heavyweight Championship on Gunther as they tour those different countries. So I dug it. They did business right by both men there, and they also did business right by themselves in WWE, because Gunther rolling into, like I said, Germany and Brussels and everything else like that as your World Heavyweight Champion is smart business.
Yeah, no, for sure. So two more matches to go here. You just brought them up. We've been talking about them. Let's just go ahead and do it. You have Gunther versus Randy Orton for the World Heavyweight Championship. Gunther is a heavy favorite, -5,000. And I did double check that is correct. So, I don't see either. I mean, I'll go ahead and say it. I don't see either title changing place on this card. But I think this is going to be a pretty damn good match. I really do. I think Randy's going to get a couple of RKOs in, and it won't matter because Gunther's just going to be Gunther. He's going to win. He's going to make himself look good. He's going to make one thing he always does is make his opponent look really good too. But Randy Orton doesn't need help looking good. We already know that. But this match is going to be good. We saw what they did in Saudi Arabia at King of the Ring. They had a great match there. I think this is going to be number two for him, obviously. This match is going to go. We just got to pray that it does not end up. The ending of it does not end up like the first match where a shoulder is up. I still cannot stand that. But it is what it is. And like I said, when we started this show, I'm glad they made it make sense, at least. So, they did that. But, Gunther wins. This one's a pretty easy one for me. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, -5,000 is pretty telling. I remember some odds shifting around when, it was Taker and Lesnar at 32, but Taker was always a heavy favorite on those WrestleMania matches, so you never know. But I think this is almost a guarantee. Gunther's not losing in Germany. This should be the main event. I agree with you. When they first started this whole program, I was like, man, they're really going back to this King and Queen of the Ring thing. Like, where was Randy before this? But it did make sense. And now I'm invested, which is the magic of WWE and the magic of their storytelling and production. Randy's promo last week this past week on Monday Night Raw, this past Monday, really sold the match. And it didn't need any more selling. But Randy basically saying that, he was the first this, the last that, the youngest this. It puts a lot of doubt in the fans' minds, and that's what you need to do. Gunther's going to win this. I 100% agree with you. Randy's going to look good. I'm just interested because Randy could work with a broomstick. I hate the expression, but he absolutely could, and the match would be good, just like Shawn used to be able to. And not Sean Ross Sapp, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Yes.
We saw what Sean Ross Sapp did with Effie.
Hey, listen, all credit where credit is due to Sean. Sean did a great job in the ring, and a lot of people don't step into the squared circle, so credit to Sean for that. But I will say this, I'm interested to see what's next for Gunther, because he won the World Heavyweight Championship, and I was like, Randy, okay, but this is a one-month possible program, I think, at max, right? What do they do here after this? This is what I'm intrigued with, and it's weekly episodic television that has PLEs, but man, where are we headed with Gunther after this? I think that's the big question, because I don't see anybody right now lined up to challenge Gunther. They haven't built a story within a story. Could they go back to Priest? Maybe, but he's kind of lock, stock, and barreled right now with Finn. So who's Gunther's next challenger? That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Somebody I think that would be a good call, and maybe this is a little inside baseball. There's been graphics shown, like in advertisements of Solo on Raw, like Raw graphics.
Isn't that for the Netflix stuff though, right?
Yeah, but I could see them going before that. I mean, I could definitely see that with SmackDown changing to USA pretty soon. I think we're going to see a lot of people back and forth for a little while. I really think that they're going to be doing that pretty soon. I could totally see them going this route. I'm not saying they will, because I still think Solo, it doesn't make sense for Solo to go into a main title picture with somebody else when he's got Roman like right at his back. Again, I don't really like that idea, but because you make a good point, and I think I'm overlooking somebody here, because
there's a lot of ways you could go. I think Roman and Solo and that whole Bloodline thing is going to be the focal point of SmackDown going all the way to Survivor Series and leading to a War Games match. I think Roman, to your point, could show up on Raw to try and get Jay to head on back to the Bloodline situation, the OTC Bloodline or whatever they're going to call it, with Roman to challenge his family. So I do think you could see Roman on some episodes of Raw as SmackDown heads over to USA as well. It'll be interesting. That's my thing. They crowned Gunther. The chase is over now. And we saw the chase end with Cody as well at WrestleMania. Now it's your time to give him some opponents, him being Gunther, that are going to make him shine as champion. Randy is 1,000% that guy. But what's afterwards for Gunther? We'll have to wait. And Sammy, I mean, he's nowhere near the world championship right now. I don't know anybody else on Raw right now that could step up. Braun's your Intercontinental champion. It seems like him and I think Jay are going to have a program. I don't know. It's really interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
You think Bronson Reed might be that guy?
Bronson. There's no doubt about that. You know, a big victory and a big moment, and they continue to do that. I could have easily saw Seth, but with the injuries, maybe they're taking their time with Seth, and rightfully so. I don't need Seth on my television screen until November. Let him get healed. Raw has plenty, in my opinion. Raw has been the A show. For content-wise and storyline progression-wise, for me, Raw has been far superior than SmackDown for the past, 10 to 12 weeks. So for me, I like Bronson Reed. That's a match that can have Gunther shine at Bad Blood. And it's, you know, a guy who can absolutely wrestle and beat the holy hell out of you versus a behemoth. So I'm here for it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at it. I don't know. And you make a good point. Like who can go after Gunther like right now? I mean, I know they're wrestling on live events right now. Ilya Dragunov, they've had classic matches. I just don't know.
You could.
If they would go that route yet.
I think there's many people ahead in terms of like the line than Dragunov right now. I really like the Bronson Reed call. I think you might be able to play this back in a month from now and be like, hey, Rob called it. I like Reed. I think what they've done is built him to where he could easily be a viable threat to Gunther's World Heavyweight Championship reign. And then we get head into Survivor Series and we'll see where that goes. But I like it because I have a funny feeling after this match, Randy's going to shake Gunther's hand and almost like pass the torch a little bit towards Gunther, because I think that's what this is. Gunther's a Triple H guy, okay? And if you've seen anything the past couple of months and even a year, Triple H is taking care of the guys and girls that were mistreated a little bit since being called up from NXT. So I have a funny feeling Gunther's going to get a long reign, and Randy giving him the old nod and the here you go, kid, this is yours, I think is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good call. Well, it's time for the main event. We have none other than Mr. Cody Rhodes taking on KO Kevin Owens for the WWE Undisputed Championship. I'm a KO guy. I love Kevin Owens. I don't like picking against him, but this just, from a logical standpoint, it just doesn't make sense for him to win this title. I'd be, as a fan, of Kevin Owens, I'd be completely okay with it. But I do like Cody as well, so I just don't see them going this route. I think it'd be crazy to go that route unless I'm missing something. I just do not see this happening whatsoever. I think this is safer than any other match on the card. Even Gunther and Randy, I think this one's safer, in my opinion. I just do not see them going this route because I think what we said earlier, I think we're going back to the prize fighter here pretty soon. And it's just been a matter of time. There's certain entertainers, pro wrestlers that once they become a face, it's just a matter of time till they're a heel again. And Kevin Owens is that guy. I also look at The Miz like that. He's been a face for quite a while now. Any time. And a couple weeks ago, I thought we were getting that with him and R-Truth. I'm like, oh, they're starting to show it, but still nothing. There's just certain wrestlers out there that you just cannot picture being heels. And or if they are, they're not going to do it for long. And Kevin Owens is that guy. Like, he needs to go back to being heel. I love the guy, heel or face, whatever he is. I'm going to be a KO guy. But I don't see him getting this victory. I think this is a good start, though, to bring back the prize fighter. And the other thing, too, is I know some people are worried about, not necessarily, some people are worried. I don't see KO leaving WWE. His contract's up pretty soon. I don't see him leaving. I think he's pretty happy. Granted, when it comes to money, you don't know what people's motivations are. But I just don't see that. I know his son's recently, his oldest boy has recently gotten the ring. I'm not saying it has to be a Dominic Mysterio type situation, but it's a pretty good book if you want to follow a step-by-step. If his kid wants to be a pro wrestler, it's a good way to go, in my opinion. Granted, that's just from what I've seen. So,
but I think you're spot on with that. I mean, I think that Kevin Owens, if you want to talk about the contract situation, I don't think there's any way, shape, or form that Kevin Owens ends up anywhere else. And to your point, money talks and you know what else walks. But for me, KO, his kid is a factor. And realistically, like, WWE's white hot. And WWE loves the second, third, fourth generation superstars because they already have it ingrained in them. Look at, Randy. Look at Dom. You don't think WWE's going to have their eye on Kevin Owens' kid if he wants to wrestle? Look at Charlotte. Look at Hook. You don't think WWE's going to look at Hook? I mean, we don't know Hook's status either, but WWE is 100% going to look at all of those second, third, fourth generation talents, the Anoa'i family. I mean, all of them. They're obviously going to look at all that stuff because it's in their blood, and it's a real simple thing to market and promote, and it's also a passion for them. This isn't something where they just were bouncing at a bar one day and they're like, hey, I want to be a wrestler because I can make money. There's people who do that. But yeah, Kevin Owens is staying with WWE, in my opinion. That graphic, right? It had Cody like clinching that world or undisputed championship. And for me, Cody's not relinquishing that anytime soon. Cody's going to hold this all the way, in my opinion, to WrestleMania. I need Cody to get into a feud where he could sink his teeth into. Kevin Owens is that guy. Kevin Owens can bounce between a heel and a face anytime he wants, in my opinion. He's best served as a guy who's kind of that tweener, where he could do both. I love him as a heel, don't get me wrong, but Cody needs something he can sink his teeth into this world championship, undisputed championship reign, because we haven't seen it. It's always been, well, I think I'm better than you, let's have a match. Nope, give me something with Cody that he could sink his teeth into.
All right, man. Well, I agree with that. So, going into Bad Blood, do you see... Well, two questions. It sounds like we agree that we're going to see KO versus Cody in probably a Hell in a Cell match at Bad Blood. And do you think we see Roman Reigns wrestling at Bad Blood?
I could see Roman wrestling at Bad Blood. I think it's smart that WWE kept him off and the Bloodline off of this PLE. Their PLEs have been 5 to 6 matches. I love the shortness of it. I don't need 10 matches in 4 hours. So I can absolutely see Roman on the Bad Blood PLE. Maybe against Solo, maybe against Jacob Fatu, maybe in a tag match, maybe in a 6-man tag. I have no idea, but I do believe Roman will be on that Atlanta, Georgia card. And I do believe that was the smart call to leave the Bloodline off of this PLE. It's rushed. Roman has no backup yet. We don't need to hotshot it. Everyone's going to be there regardless. They have three main event matches. They really do, technically four. So they did a good job with the matches on this card. So I would love to see Roman on the Bad Blood PLE, and I think it's probable. Yeah.
Boris says this KO stuff is Cody's idea, which is true, obviously, but I think it's going to come back and bite Cody in the ass.
Which makes that turn all the more, you know, monumental in my opinion, because Cody, I trusted you, man. I trusted you, you know?
And you know, the one thing that I do like about KO going back to, if he does, I mean, he hasn't yet, so we don't know for sure. If he does go back to being a heel, I think one of John Cena's best feuds that he's had was with Kevin Owens. And I would love to see those two go at it one more time. I really would.
Yeah.
To have another feud, I think that would be really good. And granted, I'm not saying that would be, we know John's coming back in December, January. I think that would be really good if KO is still here. You know, that's the thing. His contract's up at the end of the year. I think he's staying. But again, and this is true, Boris made another good point. SRS says he thinks AEW is going to offer KO a very big bag. I think that's completely going to happen. I think he's going to get offered. He's really good friends with the Young Bucks.
Plus, I'm sure AEW gave Becky Lynch or Becca Quinn a very nice offer. Yeah. It's all depending on what they want to do and how they want to spend their time right now. Yeah, it's a little different landscape. And obviously, to, you know, that point, you know, money talks and BS walks, but it's a different landscape. WWE and AEW, in my opinion, right now, are not even close. They're not even close in terms of product awareness. They're not even close in attendance. They're not even close in popularity right now. So it really depends on what these men and women want to do. Make money. And, you know, depends.
Yeah, it comes down to motivation. I mean, that's the thing, like what they want to do, what's best for them and what's best for their family. That's what's going to come down to Kevin Owens. And like I said, we talked about maybe that's what he wants to do. Like he wants to maybe be in, I said something about going the WWE route. He saw what Ray did with Dominic. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to do that. That's just what I'm thinking. I have no say what it, my thing, and I've always been this way. When it comes to the pro wrestler themselves, whatever is they think is best for them, I'm happy for him. Ricochet, he went to AEW, I'm happy for the guy. He's doing what's best for him. That's how I always look at it.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of traction with KO headed to AEW. Friends, whether he wants to work with them, he's made money, he's done everything he possibly could in WWE. It really all depends on what Kevin's motivating factors are. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Kevin wants to continue to be on the most visible wrestling product he can be, and he's in a major program right now with Cody. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Andrew, I appreciate you joining me. Tell everybody where they can find you at.
Yeah, it's right there at Andrew Badala. Make sure you guys catch me on X. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, and follow to Fightful. Always enjoy their content. Rob's a good dude. Sean, Denise, all those people that I see work with Fightful, good people. Maggie. So go ahead and check out Fightful. And like I said, if you want to give me a follow, I'm right there at Andrew Badala. And I appreciate the time here, Rob. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you joining me. Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. Tomorrow at 3:00 Eastern, catch me and Maggie for Coexisting on Fightful Overbooked. And this weekend, we will be doing a Bash in Berlin Fightful exclusive pre-show. So
I can't forget Kate, Rob. I don't want to get any heat. Well, I can't forget Kate. Kate's good people. Even though she had a problem with bald people yesterday, I don't know what that's all about, but Kate's good people.
Yes, Kate's a wonderful person. She's going to, one thing about Kate is she's going to go where the heat is. That's what I've learned. She is going to try to get heat because that's how she rolls. She just likes to get heat. So that's what I've learned about her. She's a wonderful person, but she's going to go where the money is, and heat is the way to pays the bills right now for her. Some more power to her. But guys, I want to say thank you for tuning in today. And we hope you enjoy Bash in Berlin. And it's going to be a good show, I think. So we will talk to you guys later. Peace out.
at Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.